On June 18, 2009, Jeff Thaler, attorney with Bernstein, Schur, Sawyer, and Nelson, spoke as part of the panel on test sites and research and development updates on State of Maine efforts to promote renewable ocean energy projects.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Thaler, and I have no slides this morning, but I do have a challenge for everybody in this room that I'm going to give you during my couple minutes up here. I do co-chair the Environmental and Energy Technology Council of Maine. My co-chair, Jim Atwell, is in the audience, and with our executive director, Sam Townsend, who many of you have met. Two very, very quick business announcements. The CD of the Maine video that was playing when you came in this morning and that was playing before Governor Baldacci's speech Tuesday morning, there are CDs available at the DECD desk right across the way at the break if you want. If they run out, just leave your business card or card and ask for the CD and they'll mail it to you. Now, E2 Tech currently has over 150 member businesses, but there's one person, a famous New York philosopher, also ocean energy supporter, who's not a member, and you may have heard of him. His name is Yogi Berra. And one of the things that Yogi said that I carry with me, and keep putting it each year in this little pocket calendar when I get a new one, is the following. If you don't know where you're going, when you get there, you'll be lost. And that's important to keep in mind in our busy days, because in this instance, Maine knows where it's going, and Maine knows how it's going to get there. But what we need to do, and the challenge for us, everybody in this room, is to get there and to work to getting there as quickly as possible, and that's to be clean energy independent within 10 years. Now, Maine currently has the largest renewable portfolio standard in the U.S. A lot of people don't realize that. We've had a 30% standard for many years. In 2007, the Maine legislature added 10% to that in 1% decrements going up over 10 years. So by 2017, we'll have a 40% RPS. That's greater than any other state in the country. That's part of the I Lead motto of Maine, but we need to do more than that. E2 Tech, thanks to, again, Maine Technology Institute, which you've heard about this morning and during the conference, has helped with this conference here in Maine, but we're not going to stop there. We need to facilitate and be a catalyst for a very active, very successful ocean energy cluster in Maine. Maine is already, interestingly, and I didn't realize this until this week when I was doing some research, but as of last year, Maine is 14th out of 50 states in overall percentage of overall businesses that are part of the environmental and energy technology sector. Well, I think the challenge that I want to give to everybody this morning is we want to be number one within 10 years. We can achieve that because of where we're located and who we are and because of the people in this room and who come to this conference. This panel is Exhibit A of why we can do it and that we can do it. The diversity of people on this panel, the depth and experience, you've heard about the goals and the policy, you've heard about the R&D and the test sites, and you'll hear in a moment from the final panel about the ability to execute. And everybody on this panel and everybody in this room is passionately committed to achieving those goals. A business cluster has been defined a couple different ways, but really is a concept only about 20 years old. A geographic concentration of knowledge and skills of interconnected businesses and suppliers to increase productivity, innovation, and ultimately economic growth. Geography is important. Some of you heard me say Tuesday, Maine is the only state in the continental 48 states surrounded on three sides by a foreign country. That's Canada. We only border New Hampshire. But we also are bordered for thousands of miles of our coastline by the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Maine. And you've already heard and seen slides about what a huge resource the Gulf of Maine is. Maine, interestingly also, we've already, through MTI and DECD, identified seven business clusters, seven primary active clusters. And when I read the list to you, think about how really each one of them, without forethought maybe, have some role that they play or can play in the ocean energy area. We have biotech, composite and advanced materials, environmental technologies, forest products and agriculture, information technology, marine technology and aquaculture, and precision manufacturing. And you're going to hear from some of those sectors in a moment. So what I want to conclude with is by saying that President Obama talked about being shovel-ready, and I haven't quite come up with the right phrase for us. I'm sure Commissioner Richardson will by the end of the week. Whether we're blade-ready or we're ready, but I'm not quite sure, apart from the shovel, what will be. But we're ready to dig in. And the final word I'll leave you is something that somebody gave me a few years ago after a fairly significant environmental fight. And it was a card, and the card had a dog on the front, and it said, "It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. Now, Maine may be a relatively small population, but it's a fighter with a big heart and big resources and people committed to getting it done." Thank you.